Well, school children have been missing out on a full-time education during lockdown, but they've clearly been occupying themselves in all sorts of different ways, according to proud grandmother Jen Pearson from the Suffolk East WI. Jane will tell you how Jen's three granddaughters have been spending their time.
It's been a tough few weeks and we've all developed different coping strategies to help us deal with isolation and social distancing and all the various things we just can't do at the moment. My daughter and her family live in a small village and are lucky enough to live in a Victorian house with a few old outbuildings and a good-sized garden. So my three granddaughters, Tilly, who's six, Eliza, who's eight, and 11-year-old Sophie, are luckier than many children in having some space to play and room to run about and let off steam. Nevertheless, their father is a doctor and therefore a key worker, and their mother has been juggling working from home alongside homeschooling all three girls. Something was needed to keep them occupied. It just so happens that the other end of the village, there's a farmer who has 1,500 sheep, and at the beginning of March, this resulted in about 3,000 lambs. Sadly, some lambs are orphans and some are rejected by their mothers, and these have to be hand-raised. There you go, lockdown problem solved. Each girl was given a lamb to hand-rear until it's big enough to return to the main flock. An old brick privy was thoroughly cleaned out and a straw bed laid. Milk replacement was brought in, along with bottles, teats and sterilising equipment. The girls have each been responsible for their lamb, now named Pippa, Lulu and Smiley, and have been bottle feeding four times a day, mucking out the privy and generally caring for their charges. The lambs have become very tame and each one knows which of the girls is their temporary owner, following them around the garden. During our weekly Zoom meetings, we've watched the lambs lying quietly on the girls' laps enjoying a cuddle, although the odd toilet accident has been known to happen, followed by a wail of, "Mummy, Lulu's just weed on me." We've also watched as the girls run around the garden, the lambs following, leaping and gambolling about, full of the joys of life. Now they're getting bigger, that's the lambs, not the girls, they're outside on the lawn during the day, safely kept in the large portable chicken run, and the chickens have had to make do with the small run for now. Education opportunities have not been wasted either. They've taken responsibility for a young living animal and learned how to care for it. There's no getting up late when your lamb needs her breakfast. They've been measuring the growth of their lambs, weighing them each week on the bathroom scales and in the kitchen. Stories have been written for their schoolwork and pictures drawn. The eldest has also asked the farmer if she can help with lambing next year and at the weekends and is now more set than ever on a career as a vet. We'll all be sad to see them return to the farm in the next month or so, but they have been a wonderful lockdown project for the girls to learn from. And yes, the girls do understand what may happen to their charges in the future, but as they're all female lambs, we're hopeful they'll remain in the breeding flock. Fingers crossed.
Ah. Or should I say, bah.